Fine. So we have the Gemara also talks about karmelis. The Gemara in Daf Vav says that a karmelis is lokir shes hayochid v'lokir shes harabim. So basically, everybody agrees almost pe'echad that midoraisa karmelis is a makom patur. Just that there are machmir on the iser tiltil that you can't carry dalet amos inside a karmelis. So what's the chiluk between a makom patur and a karmelis? Generally, that chiluk is whether or not it has dalet tfachim adalet tfachim. So the Rimigash in his tshuva, so he says that pachas midalet adalet is not a makom. So if it's not a makom, so there's no room to create an iser. Okay, so what separates a karmelis from a makom patur is whether or not it has a shem makom. The Perish Kadmon Meres Mitzrayim in Perek Yedalet Halacha Dalid of Hilchos Shabbos. So he thinks, he explains it a little differently. It's not a chisaron in makom, but it's about whether or not this karmelis, whether or not this area is dome l'rishis hayachid. So when something is dalid al dalid and it's dome l'rishis hayachid, so then they're going to impose the shame karmelis. When something doesn't have dalid al dalid and it's not dome l'rishis hayachid, so they're not going to impose any shame rishis whatsoever. Okay, so it's not objectively whether it has a shame makom. It's more about whether it's doma to the Rishus Hayachid.
Isn't that very similar to what we want to say in the Rambam?
Yeah, like fundamentally it's like Rishus Hayachid.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it's in that direction. The Rishonim also debate how you interpret the word karmelis. The Yushalmi and Shabbos, in our printing, it's Heime based. The Yushalmi says karmal rach, which is a tvua, which is lo lach velo yavish. It's like not hard and it's not wet and it's not dry. It's just like in between. So also here, it's not fully a Rishus Hayachid. And it's not fully Rishus HaRabim, right? But lo lach v'lo yavesh is, it's right in between. The Rambam Perish HaMishnayis has a different interpretation. He says it's ki armelis, which is like an almana. So why is an almana like a karmelis? Why is she like this Rishus? So Rambam says she's ena besula ve'ena b'ulas baal. Okay, so she's not a besula, but right now she doesn't have a husband who's living with her. Right, so I think the Rambam even says so. Kach also here lo nishlamu tenai rishus hayachid. Like you didn't fully complete the tenaim of a rishus hayachid. That's how you started because she's no longer b'sula, but she doesn't have b'ilas baal mamish. Okay, maybe that's the Rambam also l'shitasa.
Yeah.
That like it's also it's closer to rishus hayachid. It's just missing some tenai or something.
Right.
The Ritva and Daf Vav quotes Yesh Omrim that karmelis is ki'isha shahalach b'ilam dina sayam. Not a woman whose husband died.
Who are you
is the Ritva on Daf Vav. But Ish Shahalach Bailam Dina Sayam. So he says she's lo pnuya v'lo be'ula. Right? So she's not married, but she's also not single. She's kind of like caught in the middle of this. She's not guna, basically. So that's also why you have a karmelis. It's not fully Yerushas Hayachin, and it's not fully Yerushas Rabin. Rashi on Shabbos Daf Gilam Beis has a different interpretation. Rashi working off the Pasuk in, I think it's Yeshaya. Rashi says Ya'aro v'karmilo, so which means in the pasuk that you have a forest and a more intense forest. That's karmilo. So Rashi thinks that the reason why a karmelis is defined by this forest is because ein lo hiluch tamid l'rabim v'lo tashmish rishus hayachid. Which would, by the way, seem to oppose it with Rambam shita. Rambam holds that Yar is a rishus rabim. So Rashi, working off the pasuk of Yaro v'Karmelo as the definition of a karmelis,
he doesn't think that Yaro is a karmelis.
What?
He doesn't necessarily.
Rashi?
Yeah.
Sounds like it is. A karmelis is a kind of a Yar.
He's only talking about karmel.
Karmel is a kind of a Yar.
Right, but it's different.
You think a Yar has hiluch tamid l'rabim?
Right, maybe.
Even the Rambam doesn't think it has hiluch tamid l'rabim. The Rambam just thinks it has use for the rabim.
Well, hiluch tamid l'rabim can mean potential for hiluch.
Sounds like constant
as a tchuna of human
constant time. Walking of the rabbin.
I hear that. Yeah.
So it sounds like Rashi is against that point of the rabbin. I think the Magen Mishnah makes that point explicitly.
Yeah.
In Perek Yedaleh. So Rashi has different types. Rashi says that it's the reason why this is called a karmel is because a forest doesn't have drisa sarabim tadir, so mela can't be defined as a rishas sarabim. In any event, we pointed out that the Gemara sometimes refers to a karmelis as a rishus hayachid that you have explicitly in the Gemara in Daf Vav Mid Aleph. I think that's with Vav Mid Beis. That's with respect to the Bika Bimos Achama. The Gemara says it's a rishus hayachid, and the Gemara really means to be calling it a karmelis. So the Gemara says a mai kari le rishus hayachid because it's not a rishus harabim. And the Gemara in Daf Ches, the Gemara does the exact same thing but in the opposite direction. The Gemara there is referring to Tashmish Ayde Adchak, and the Gemara calls that a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, even though it really means to call it a Karmelis. The Gemara in Daf Chesam Beit at the top. So the Gemara says, why are you calling it a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin? Because ain't a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And so the Gemara actually feels it appropriate to apply both the terms of Rosh Hashanah Yachid and the terms of Rosh Hashanah Rabbin to a Karmelis. The Gemara on Daf Zayin Amid Aleph. So the Gemara says, Va Karmelis. The Gemara gives a list of Karmelises. Yam, Bika, Istavnis. And then the last item on the list is also a Karmelis, Va Karmelis. So the Gemara asks, Atu Kulu Lav Karmelis Ninu. So the Gemara says, no, it's referring to a Karen Zavis. Karen Zavis Asmuchal Rishisarabi. So Rashi there reads the Gemara saying, Va Karmelis means there is one more thing which is also considered a Karmelis, which is a Karen Zavis. I mean, meaning there are more kinds of Karmelios out there. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. Balamar reads the Gemara differently, and the Balamar says that the Karen Zavis is like the paradigm of Karmelis. Kind of like what we were saying for Platya Bershus Arabim. So Karen Zavis is like the Platya of Karmelises. That's why the Gemara refers to it as a Karmelis. Balamar says why. So he doesn't fully elaborate. He says this is the paradigm of Karmelis, and every other Karmelis is really only an extension or a gzera atu this form of Karmelis. Okay, that's where the Baal HaMor on the spot explains the Gemara. So the Pnei Yeshua on Dav Zayin tries to explain the Baal HaMor, and he says, because that's the lashon of Karmelis, a Karen Zavis, which is sandwiched in between a Rosh Hashanah Yachid and a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So a Yam, a Bika, those are artificial Karmelises. But the real Karmelis is one that extends into Rosh Hashanah Rabim on one side and extends into Rosh Hashanah Yachid on the other side, which is the Karen Zavis. That's why the Pnei Yeshua explains the Baal HaMor. And he's medek, that's what it means, lo lach v'lo yavish in the Yushalmi. It's connected to the combination of both of the Rishuyos. Rashi and Daf Zayin clearly didn't read the Gemara that way. Rashi just said that Karen Zavis is another example of Karmelis. The Rambam in Perek Yidal Halacha Dalet, the Rambam defines Karen Zavis differently. The Rambam there says that a Karen Zavis is a makom that's mukaf migimel ruchos mechitzos, but it's open as a Karen on the fourth side into Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So that's very strange, because most people would assume that that's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid midaraisa, and you just need a tikkun on the Ruach Revius in order for it to be a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But the Rambam learns that if it's pasuach into a Rosh Hashanah Rabim, that's considered Karen Zavis, which makes the entire thing a Karmelis. The Shad is, we don't know for the Rambam whether he read the Gemara like Rashi or whether he read it like the Baal HaMor. And if you read it like the Baal HaMor, then it's very interesting. That a makom that's mukaf migam ruchos mechitzos is like the paradigm of a Karmelis. The Gemara in Daf Zayin Amud Aleph also talks about an itzdava shelifnehu amudim. And Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer Yashar in Simen Kuf Tzadi. So Rabbeinu Tam is a very fascinating shita where he holds that this is so, even if the itzdava is pachos midalad al dalad. It's a very strange lashon. He says, since it blocks the bikiyas harabim, so it's not batel to the rishus harabim, because it prevents teresa. So since it's not batel to the rishus, so it's not batel to the rishus harabim to be a makom p'tur. Since it's mevatel drishus harabim, it's not batel to the rishus harabim to be a makom p'tur. So Tosis Rid on Dav Zayin here is very upset, and he doesn't understand how that makes sense. Why should being batel to the Rosh Hashanah Rabim make it a makom p'tur? If anything, being batel to the Rosh Hashanah Rabim should make it a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So he's very upset with this psak of Rabbeinu Tam, and he argues that, of course, the Gemara has to be dealing with a case where it's dalet al dalet. And it's definitional to the Shem Karmelis that it is dalet al dalet. But, lefi Rabbeinu Tam, it sounds like you could have a Karmelis, even less than Dalet al Dalet, so long as it remains distinct from the Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Almost as if the Karmelis is not defined by it being a Mokum Petur with Dalet al Dalet, but a Karmelis is defined as something which is connected to a Rosh Hashanah Rabim, but it prevents Drish Hashanah Rabim. That's how Rabbeinu Tam would define it in Simen Kuf Tzadi. The Rashban Dav Zayin has another Chiddush, parallels Rabbeinu Tam, that he argues that even Pachos Migimel Tvachim, which normally would be batal to the Rishus HaRabim itself, because it's lavud to the karka, even pachas migimel tvachim, you could consider it a karmelis, because it's mevatal drishas HaRabim. So just like Rabbeinu Tam was willing to compromise on dalad dalad if it's mevatal drishas HaRabim, the Rash is willing to compromise on lamala migimel if it's mevatal drishas HaRabim. Yes, okay, so that's two chidushim within the sugya of Itzdava, the Rashba and Rabbeinu Tam. What's the relationship between a karmelis and a makom p'tur? Okay, so we know that it seems to be makom p'tur d'oraisa and a karmelis has dalad dalad. But you have very fascinating machlokas between the Ran and Rashi. What happens when you have a makom p'tur inside a karmelis? So the kuli alma, when you have a makom p'tur inside Rishus HaRabim, it remains a makom p'tur, and if you do an akira and hanacha agab of your potter. The Ran argues that if you have a makom p'tur inside a karmelis, so you have masa minas mino v'neir. The makom p'tur now becomes a Rishus HaRabim. Sorry, makom p'tur becomes part of the karmelis, since the karmelis itself is the same min as the makom p'tur, because the karmelis is the makom p'tur. So by that argument of the Ran, what would emerge is that, let's say you're standing in a city, right? So if you're standing inside a Rishus HaRabim, Del Raisa, and you find something in your pocket, so then it's a kula if you were to put it down onto a fire hydrant, because you're doing a hanacha makom p'tur. But if that city were defined as a karmelis, let's say you assume that the houses lining the street are sufficient to make it mukaf migimel ruchosav, so then you'd say that there's an isser in putting the same object down onto that fire hydrant, because a fire hydrant doesn't have a status to makom p'tur. Yes, the Ran is a chiddush that you say matzah minas mino v'neyor. Rashi, it's implied from Rashi on the sugya, because Rashi seems to hold that you can never have. Rashi seems to hold you can never have this case. That's why Rashi's trying to figure out how you have the dvela shmena on the amud l'malam asara. But the Ran saying you don't have to try to figure out that case, because you could simply say matzah minas mino v'neir, that even a makom p'tur inside a karmelis will be considered hanachal gabi karmelis. Okay, so this machlokas seems to turn on whether you think that a makom, whether you think a karmelis retains its shame makom p'tur midrabanan. The Ran would say it does, and therefore it's matzah minas mino v'neir. Rashi and the other Rishonim would say it doesn't, because midrabanan, the shame karmelis and the shame makom p'tur, are two distinct shemos that one can't be batal to the other. The Shulchan Aruch in Shirim Hayes of Katan Ches brings two deos about matzah minas mino v'neir. I think it's machlokas mechaber and the Rama. The Gemara on daf Hayim at Aleph, the Gemara on daf Zayinim at Aleph talks about a karpif yosar and base asayim shlohuka fadira, which Tosus asks should really be the fifth rishus, and right? Should really stand distinct from a karmelis, because this midoraisa is a rishus ayachid, and yet it has nisar tilto. So the shaila is how different is a karpif, A, from a Rishus HaYachid on the one hand, and B, from a karmelis on the other hand. So with respect to Rishus HaYachid, you have machlokas rishonim whether or not it's mutter to be metaltel from a karpif yosrim beis hashayim shelo hokaf ledira to a Rishus HaYachid. The hashlama in Andaf Peites in Erevin brings two days about it. Whether it's mutter l'taltel from a karpif yosrim beis hashayim shelo hokaf ledira into a Rishus HaYachid, which l'chora you would think is mutter, because the karpif is a Rishus HaYachid midaraisa, just that it has an iser tiltel dalaramos. So l'chora it should be mutter to be metaltel. Okay, but Ashlama goes, he quotes Rashi and he has his own shita, where there's definitely a tzad to aser, because you think that a karpif yosrim beis hashayim essentially becomes a karmelis. With respect to carrying from a karmelis to a karpif, so we saw Rabbeinu Tam in Tos Erevin on Samach Zayin on the base, where Rabbeinu Tam argues that it's mutter. It's mutter l'taltel from a karmelis into a karpif, which is surprising. Because since a karpif is a Rishus HaYachid midoraisa, and a karmelis is not, so you would think that it's also already metaltel from a karmelis into a Rishus HaYachid. The chiddush of karmelis is just with respect to tiltel. Rabbeinu Tam is matir. The Magen Mishnah in Hilchos Shabbos Tes Zayin Beis. So Magen Mishnah has a diak b'das ramam to say it is aser. As you have machlokas with respect to karpif to Rishus HaYachid, And you have machlokas with respect to a carmelis, to a karpif to a carmelis. The Mordechai in Shabbos and Simon Reishit Tes says something which appears to be trivial. He says it's mutter l'taltel from one carmelis to another. If you have a yam that's contiguous to a bika, you could carry from that carmelis to the other, so long as you don't carry dalet amos. But you could carry from one amma or two ammas in one to another amma and extend an amma into the second. So it seems trivial, but the Yushalmi in Perakid Aleph Halacha Hey of Shabbos, I think is Samet Zayin Amid Aleph in our printing, the Yushalmi seems to say it's Shem Rav Avin that it's Usser to carry from one kind of a karmelis into another, and Rabbi Chananel and Daf Kufa Mebez seems to pask in this way. He says, Kaimulon Usser Letaltel Mi Karmelis Le Karmelis. So if that's really true, then you emerge the fascinating shita that karmelis is not just a reshus, it's not just a category of reshus in Shabbos, but we're essentially saying that there's a yam karmelis, there's a bika karmelis, and each karmelis has its own shame. Which is a much bigger chiddush than saying that the karmelis of karpif yosrim beisho asayim shlehokal fledira is different from the karmelis of a midbar. Because those might be two different kinds of karmelises. Here we're saying that a karmelis which has the same features, that they're both not hiluch rabim and they're both not rishus ayachids, so we're saying that those karmelises have an iser tiltal from one to the other. Very, very surprising shita. But anyway, Rabbeinu Chananel on Kufa Mebeis seems to pask in this way, and there's a whole din that the Ravi has trying to figure out what that could actually be. She's just Rabbeinu Chananel.
Isn't there also this with Rabbana take from one rishus ayachid to the other?
Yeah, without an Erev.
Right, so it's not necessarily that.
But here the Shal could even be Ma'ariv.
What?
You might not be able to Ma'ariv.
Right, so it's not necessarily true that karmelises are different.
Well, is there an Isser? Is there an Isser? Is there an Isser tiltal? Is there an Isser tiltal from one Rosh Hashanah to another?
I don't know.
No way.
Is it? Okay.
I mean, you would say there's an Isser tiltal from a. Mavoi Mfulash to Platya.
Is it possible to have two Rishus Rabbims next to each other?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Mavoi Mfulash into a Platya.
Mavoi Mfulash into Platya.
Or Rashi says, right? It's Mfulash Bishnei Roshin Lestratya Laplatya.
But, I definitely see the argument a lot more to say that a Rishus Yach and a Karmelis might be distinct from one another based on pizzos or.
From karmelis doesn't have mechitza.
Your features.
Talking about a yam and a bika. Yam and a bika.
From yam to bika. Okay.
So no mechitzos.
Right.
And yeah, we're saying there's an iser tiltal from one to the other because there are two different kinds of karmelis.
Right, so, okay. I get that.
The Rokeach even feels the need to point out that if you're going from one bika to another bika, that would be mutter. If you're going from one yam to the other yam, that would be mutter.
The Rokeach?
Yeah. Okay. And the Urayim. Both of them point this out. So if what you're saying is correct, then the Chora yam to yam, or bika to bika, or midbar to midbar, should be parallel to Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hashayachid. Right? But here they're saying that would vada be mutter, because the same shame karmelis. Whereas for Shasa Yachid, that would be Aser. Unless you want to contend that what individuates Batim is ownership, and what individuates Karmelis is their features. You might say that. Okay. And finally, you just have a very interesting point in the Shach V'Tarya and the Af Zayin Amid Aleph, a discussion in Tosos about Zarak V'Tach B'Faneha Chayiv. So this is a case where you throw something and it lands on the side of the Levena. So the Levena Tam holds that you need dalet al pnei alveina, because the chifet, the dvela, is being nach al gabe halveina. So you need dalet al dalet. The Riva counters, and he thinks you don't need dalet al dalet, because the hanacha is essentially happening al gabe karka. Because roa pnei karka, the hanacha is not al gabe hadvela. The dvela is just the way in which you're able to say it's nach al gabe karka. So you might say that the machlokas here between the Riva and Rabbeinu Tam is whether or not it's a stira to say that it's nach al gabe karmelis, But the Hanocha is inside the Rishus HaRabim. And Rabbeinu Tam is trying to argue that the Hanocha is Al Gabi Al Veina, and that's why you need Dalet Al Dalet. But you're Chayiv because the Hanocha is really inside the Avi Rishus HaRabim. And the Riva L'chor is arguing, and that's Tarta de Sasri. If you need Dalet Al Dalet on the Levena, then you're saying the Makom Hanocha is the Levena, and Shvi Potter, because Hanocha Al Gabi Karmelis. So Elamai, it must be that the Hanocha is Al Gabi Karka de Rishus HaRabim, and therefore you wouldn't need Dalet Al Dalet on the Levena, because you have Dalet Al Dalet from the Karka Rishus. I think that covers all the material that we need for the Bechina. There's just a little bit that you should just look over in the Machlokes on Issi Ben Yehuda on Bava Beis. But we'll stop here.